Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Beverly Inman Ebel, author of the new book, The Bill of Responsibilities. This is one of her, just one of her many books, the missing sequel of The Bill of Rights, Beverly Inman Ebel. TalkListen.com, is that right, Bev?
That's right.
21 years she's been hanging out with us. We got her right out of high school. I think when I think about all the stuff that's been going on, Beverly, and I'm not trying to be controversial here. I'm just being honest. I'm so proud of you for writing your book, and because you used a word that I've been trying to focus on for a long time. We don't need more. I think what we need more of, we don't need more social justice. We don't need more anybody's lives matter. We need more responsibility across the board, all of us. If all of us would take responsibility for our own actions, all of us, every one of us, we could solve any indignations that anybody might have. What do you think?
I agree, and in the book I break that down, and there's actually a chapter where it says be responsible. That is one thing we need to do. And if you think about it, so this is a quote from a person called Marion Williamson. It says, you may believe you're responsible for what you do, but not for what you think. You are responsible for what you think, because it is only at this level that you can exercise choice. What you do comes from what you think. So I encourage everybody, myself included, and I have to remind myself of this, think for yourself, Beverly, think. research, talk to different people, but think. Don't just stop when, don't react when you hear one thing. I want you to think. So being responsible, meaning never stopping at one thought, ask what else, or what else could be the reason. Collect thoughts and then find a time to analyze them, so don't be reactive. And that is what is happening so much
that's
today.
Because America is eaten up with social media. Instead of thinking about our own responsibilities, we're reacting to what somebody else said because they licked a little piece of red off of our candy. I mean,
do you know that social media has given everybody a great big microphone?
Yeah, it's made everybody think
before,
they're publishers.
If there was somebody who irritated you, you could see them every now and then. But now they enter your home, they enter your business.
Your phone, they're on your wrist. They're on your wrist.
That's right. And so take that power away. Be responsible.
Get
and maybe
off of social media. I'm telling people,
media. Get
off of it. Stay away from it. It's nothing good for America is going to come from living your life on social media. And I know that makes me sound like a Luddite, but Beverly, I didn't just begin saying this. I declared myself the social media heretic in 2008, 12 years ago. I warned people about this 12 years ago in a book. I isn't in a book. I published it.
Yeah.
Because, see, I can hide behind your post. If you're immune. I mean, if you say something stupid, something inflammatory, if you react as you say, if you don't take responsibility, what are they going to do? Write another post? You can just, disregard that. It's not like face-to-face, is it?
Right. And I have blocked people, and then I just don't go on as much. But your thoughts is where it all begins. It's not, by the time you act, it's very public, and you really can't take an action back. But your thoughts, that's at the creative stage. And you can rethink. You can retool that. You can find understanding through your thoughts. Your thoughts come first, and then you have choices. consider the benefits of this choice, the cost, the change. So you even get to an action, there's a lot of headwork that we as Americans have a responsibility to do.
What about this, Beverly, in terms of taking responsibility? What if every time I want to say something to somebody online, I say to myself, okay, I'm not going to say this to anybody unless I would say it to their face. Don't post anything online unless you would say it to their face. What do you think, Bev? Isn't that taking responsibility?
That is being very responsible. I have two accounts. I don't do Twitter and that, but as far as like Facebook, I have a personal account. I only talk about good stuff or funny stuff, okay? And my business has a Facebook account. And you know what that is? I post inspiring quotes where I'm trying to get people to realize that, you know, if you just take this one little tidbit today, they're all very, very short.
Mm-hmm.
And I do find that more people look at them if I put a picture. So, I don't know, in the fall I had a picture of this beautiful red maple leaf with the sun shining behind it.
Put a picture of yourself on there, Beverly, and that'll make people flock to you from all over the world. I need to know how to get you online, how to find your book.
Okay. Online, my website is talklisten.com. The book is on Amazon, both in print and ebook.
Hey, Beverly, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Beverly Inman Ebel. Well, she's the best. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.